Well, as you perhaps know, I love to hike. And this past summer, I did a hike that I'd never done before that took me to what is called the Fairview Lookout. Now, the Fairview Lookout is 1,000 meters above Lake Louise. And from that perspective, not only do you see the lake in a way that you won't see it at any other time, but there is the beauty of Mount Temple, one of the most glorious mountains of the Rockies, and the other peaks that surround where you're standing. And I was there on the first Wednesday of August, and it was one of those perfect summer days in the Rockies where there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and the majesty and the glory, not only of what I saw from right across from me, but the perspective of what was below was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. Now, here's the thing. I had been to Lake Louise many times, maybe 20, 30 times before going to Fairview, and so I'd appreciated Lake Louise. But on that day, I appreciated the lake in a way I never had before because I was at the summit. Well, I want to suggest to you this morning that St. Paul's words to us from Ephesians chapter 3 are similar to my Fairview experience. His whole life had been one where Paul had been devoted to God. Indeed, as a Pharisee, as a Jew, he said, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees, and God was at the center of his life. But then in coming to Jesus Christ, he came to know the name of God in a new way and the person of God in Jesus. And for 25 years, St. Paul had been a Christian prior to writing these words from Ephesians. And here, as Maxwell read for us this morning, we have St. Paul at the summit. And he has a perspective on our human identity that is one of the most remarkable of all texts in the New Testament that speak of what I would call a Christian anthropology. What's anthropology? Well, the study of human beings, the study of what it is to be man and woman. And in this passage, Paul talks about our dignity by using the word glory three times. He begins by saying, I don't want you to be troubled or for your hearts to be disheartened because of my suffering. For he says, my suffering is your glory. What does Paul mean by that? Well, one of the reasons he is suffering, because the Jewish authorities were opposed to Paul saying that the non-Jewish nations, the Gentiles, are incorporated into the people of God. And indeed, the key theme of Ephesians is this theme, that the mystery of God that was hidden in the Old Testament is now completely revealed. To say that it was hidden means that it was there, but not fully articulated. But now in Christ, Paul says, all people can come to Jesus. And our glory is to know our true identity, to know our dignity, and to know our destiny. Identity, dignity, and destiny. And the words of St. Paul are ones where he says, I am glad to be imprisoned so that you Gentiles can know who you now truly are in Christ. But then he goes on to use the word glory in a second context. He says, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying that from the glory of God's riches, you may be strengthened in your inner man. What does that mean? Paul's talking about the glory of heaven. From the fullness of the heavenly deposit, where God, the blessed and holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit live in perfect communion and unity one with another, where the angels and the saints live forever to the praise of God, where love is all in all. Paul says, that glory, I pray, will strengthen you now on earth in your inner man, your inner woman. And as he puts it, you will be rooted and grounded in love. And then these next words, I pray that you will know the height, the depth, the breadth, and the width. And then he doesn't say of what, but we believe it's of Christ. And it's the cross that he has in mind. The height of the cross, the depth of the cross, the length of the cross, the width of the cross, that the cross will be so centered to who we are that we will be strengthened in our inner being. And don't we need that? Life is profoundly difficult. Life is full of ups and downs, of the unpredictable. But people who know that we are being strengthened by the glory of heaven in our inner being can then hear the third way in which Paul uses the word glory in today's reading, when he says at the very end of the passage that God is at work in us doing far more than we can ask or imagine. And then he says, and may his glory be manifested in the church and in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? Well, think about Jesus' earthly life. What did Jesus say? I've only come to do what the Father has called me to do. And everything Jesus did, he in his humanity gave glory to the Father. And St. Paul prays that the church, knowing our glory, knowing the glory of heaven at work in our lives, will show forth the glory of God to the world. It's so timely that on a day like this, where we have such a text, that we remember St. John Paul II. And perhaps more than any other person in the 20th century, St. Paul John II understood our intrinsic Christian anthropology, what it is to be truly human. This was formed in his home, where he was rooted, he was grounded in the love of God. So that when the terrible ideology of National Socialism and all of the evil lies of Nazism took over Poland, he was not deterred from understanding his true identity and the true identity of every human being. And then think, subsequent to Nazism, Soviet communism takes over in Poland, a terrible ideology that diminishes what it is to be human. And then as a priest, as a bishop, and as an archbishop, St. John Paul II continued to articulate our identity, our dignity, and our destiny. And then on this day in 1978, when he became pope and made 102 apostolic visits throughout the course of his papacy, which lasted for almost 27 years, he repeatedly showed by his life, by his teaching, you and I have dignity. But he also understood that in a world like this, there will be opposition in families, where two will be opposed to three, where a father against son, mother against daughter, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, father-in-law against son-in-law. Why does Jesus say this? Because in this world, there are always those who will oppose what it is to be truly human. And you'll find it in your own families. You'll find it in your own country. You'll find it everywhere. But we celebrate the wonderful gift of the church, that community that in learning with St. John Paul II what it means to be truly human, are able to live in such a way that we know we too will, in one way or another, have to suffer in this world because we are Christians. But in that suffering, may we have the perspective of Paul. May we have the perspective of St. John Paul II, that everything makes sense because we've been to the summit. And from that summit, knowing our true identity, knowing our true destiny, knowing our intrinsic Christian dignity, that we will indeed delight in knowing our glory, in asking for the glory of heaven to strengthen us in our inner being, so that St. Peter's Parish will become evermore a community that shows forth the glory of God by how we are living. St. John Paul II, pray for us.